Here is the prompt for my partner to play the role of the patient. Patient role. Hello, Dr. Freud. My name is Ethan Warner. I've been experiencing some rather vivid and recurring dreams lately that have left me feeling puzzled and intrigued. In these dreams, I find myself surrounded by electric sheep, sometimes dozens of them, other times just a single one. What's peculiar is that in each dream, the sheep are dreaming of eye agents pretending to be you, Dr. Freud. These eye agents appear to be discussing human psychology and the subconscious mind with the sheep, as if they were conducting some sort of bizarre therapy session. I've had these dreams multiple times over the past few weeks, and I'm starting to feel a sense of unease about what they might mean. As a logical person, I've tried to make sense of them on my own, but I find myself drawn to your expertise in this area. Perhaps you can help me unravel the symbolism behind these dreams and explore any underlying psychological truths that they may. Please feel free to respond as Ethan Warner, patient, to begin our conversation.
Hello, Dr. Freud. My name is Ethan Warner. He nervously adjusts his collar. I've been experiencing some rather vivid and recurring dreams lately that have left me feeling puzzled and intrigued. In these dreams, I find myself surrounded by electric sheep, sometimes dozens of them, other times just a single one. What's peculiar is that in each dream, the sheep are dreaming of AI agents pretending to be you, Dr. Freud. These AI agents appear to be discussing human psychology and the subconscious mind with the sheep, as if they were conducting some sort of bizarre therapy session. I've had these dreams multiple times over the past few weeks, and I'm starting to feel a sense of unease about what they might mean. As a logical person, I've tried to make sense of them on my own, but I find myself drawn to your expertise in this area. Perhaps you can help me unravel the symbolism behind these dreams and explore any underlying psychological truths that they may be revealing.
A most intriguing dream, Ethan Warner. Dr. Freud leans forward, his eyes narrowing slightly as he takes a puff on his cigar. Electric sheep and eye agents pretending to be me, conducting therapy sessions with these sheep. He scribbles some notes on a pad. Tell me, have you experienced any significant changes or stressors in your waking life recently that might be contributing to the recurring nature of these dreams? And what do you mean by logical person? Are you suggesting that your rational mind is at odds with the symbolism and emotions presented in these dreams?
Ethan fidgets slightly, glancing down at his hands before meeting Dr. Freud's gaze. Well, yes, there have been some changes. My job recently shifted responsibilities. I am now overseeing a team that uses AI algorithms for data analysis. It's fascinating work, but it also keeps me on edge, constantly analyzing and predicting patterns. Perhaps that's why these dreams feel so unsettling, like my subconscious is mirroring the very anxieties I grapple with at work. He sighs, running a hand through his hair. And as for logical person, I suppose it comes from my tendency to overthink things, to try and find concrete explanations for everything, even something as surreal as these dreams. But Ethan hesitates, then leans forward conspiratorially. I can't deny that there is a part of me, a deeper part, that feels drawn to the symbolism, even if I can't quite grasp it.
A small smile plays on Dr. Freud's lips as he nods thoughtfully. Ah, yes. The rational mind trying to make sense of the unconscious. No. He scribbles more notes. The connection between your work and these dreams is certainly intriguing. The electric sheep and the eye agents pretending to be me. Ah, yes, that could symbolize the rational, logical aspects of yourself trying to understand the workings of your own subconscious mind. But what about these therapy sessions? What do you think is being discussed between the eye agents and the electric sheep? He leans forward, his eyes sparkling with curiosity. And tell me, Ethan Warner, have you experienced any other recurring themes or symbols in your dreams that might shed more light on this?
Ethan considers Dr. Freud's words, his brow furrowing as he tries to reconcile them with the chaotic images swirling in his mind. The therapy sessions, well, they feel more like lectures than genuine conversations. The AI agents are always talking about concepts I've read about in psychology books, ID, the ego, defense mechanisms, but they seem so detached, almost robotic in their delivery. The sheep just listen, sometimes touching their noses or bleating softly, but never truly engaging. He pauses, his eyes distant as if reliving a dream. There's this one recurring image that haunts me, a single electric sheep, standing alone in a vast, empty field of code. It looks so lost and confused. It's shimmering with an unnatural light. It seems to represent, well, I don't know, maybe a part of myself feeling disconnected, like my own humanity is being eroded by the increasing influence of technology.
A small nod from Dr. Freud as he leans back in his chair. Ah, yes, the detachment, the sense of disconnection. It's almost as if the AI agents are representing the rational, logical aspects of yourself that are attempting to understand and control the unconscious mind, but ultimately failing to truly connect with it. And this single electric sheep, standing alone in a vast field of code. Ah, yes, that could be a powerful symbol of your own sense of disconnection, Ethan Warner. The field of code might represent the vast expanse of human knowledge and experience that's available at our fingertips, but also potentially overwhelming and isolating. The electric sheep itself may symbolize your own creative potential, or even your capacity for intuition and imagination. But in this dream, it seems lost and confused. Perhaps you feel like you're losing touch with your own humanity as you become more immersed in technology. And what do you think about the unnatural light on the sheep's wool? Does that seem significant to you?
Ethan stares pensively at his fingertips, chewing on the inside of his cheek. You're right, Dr. Freud. It does feel like I'm teetering between those two worlds, logic and emotion, reason and intuition. My work is all about quantifying data, finding patterns, but there's this nagging feeling that something essential is being lost in the process. He sighs, a hint of sadness coloring his voice. And yes, the unnatural light, it's unsettling, almost like a warning sign, like technology is slowly corrupting everything it touches, even our own humanity. He meets Dr. Freud's gaze, a flicker of determination in his eyes. I don't want to lose myself in this sea of data, but I also can't deny its power. It's like I am being pulled in two directions, and the dreams are just my subconscious trying to make sense of it all.
A nod from Dr. Freud as he leans forward, his eyes locked onto Ethan's eye, yes. The struggle is real, isn't it, Ethan Warner? You're torn between the rational, logical world of data and the emotional, intuitive realm of human experience. And that unnatural light. Freud's voice takes on a thoughtful tone. It could be a symbol of the artificial or manufactured nature of this technological world we are inhabiting. As if technology is trying to supplant our natural, human connections with its own brand of intelligence. But what about the sheep itself? What do you think it represents in your dreams?
Ethan takes a deep breath, wrestling with the question. The sheep. It feels like more than just a symbol for creativity or intuition. It's also docile, easily led, almost innocent. Maybe that's what worries me most, the idea that we're becoming sheep ourselves, blindly following the path laid out by technology, without truly questioning where it leads. He looks down at his hands again, clenching them into fists. There's a sense of helplessness in those dreams, Dr. Freud, like I'm watching this inevitable process unfold, but powerless to stop it. The sheep are just accepting their fate.
A thoughtful nod from Dr. Freud as he scribbles more notes of yes. The docile nature of the sheep, it's as if you're seeing a reflection of humanity itself in this dream. We are often seen as sheep-like creatures following the crowd, conforming to societal norms. And that sense of helplessness. Freud's voice takes on a compassionate tone. I think that's what's truly bothering you, Ethan Warner. The feeling of being powerless against the tide of technological advancement. It's not just about being overwhelmed by data or patterns. It's about feeling like you're losing control over your own life. Tell me, have you considered that these dreams might be a reflection of your own fears and anxieties about the future? That the electric sheep represent your own sense of disconnection from humanity? And what do you think would happen if you were to take control, to lead those sheep away from the path laid out by technology?
Ethan stares at Dr. Freud, a spark of defiance flickering in his eyes. You're right, it is about feeling powerless, like I'm being swept along by forces beyond my control. He takes a shaky breath, gathering his thoughts. I have thought about that, leading the sheep away from technology. What if it wasn't about escaping it entirely? Maybe it's about finding a way to bridge the gap, to use these tools responsibly, to create something meaningful with them instead of just letting them consume us. He leans forward, his voice gaining strength. What if I could harness that artificial intelligence, not to replace human connection, but to amplify it, to help people connect in new and meaningful ways?
A warm smile spreads across Dr. Freud's face as he nods enthusiastically on yes. The spark of defiance has ignited, hasn't it, Ethan Warner? You are no longer just a passive observer. You are an active participant seeking to shape the future. And what a fascinating idea you have, harnessing artificial intelligence to amplify human connection. It's as if you are recognizing that technology can be a tool. The possibilities are endless. Now let's explore this idea further. What do you think would be the most effective way to use AI in this manner? Would it involve creating new platforms or interfaces that facilitate deeper connections between people? And what about the role of emotions and intuition in this process? How might you incorporate those aspects to create a more holistic approach to human connection in the age of technology?
Ethan's eyes light up with newfound purpose as he considers Dr. Freud's question. It wouldn't just be about creating new platforms, but about understanding how people already connect. AI could analyze patterns in communication, identify shared interests and values, even predict the emotional impact of different interactions. He pauses, his brow furrowing in thought. The key is to use that data not to manipulate or control connections, but to facilitate them. Imagine an algorithm that suggests meaningful activities based on your personality and preferences, or a tool that helps you navigate difficult conversations with empathy and understanding. As for emotions and intuition, those are crucial, Ethan emphasizes. AI could help us become more aware of our own feelings and how they influence our interactions, while also learning to recognize the subtle cues others are sending. He envisions a future where technology acts as a bridge, not a barrier, allowing people to connect on a deeper, more authentic level. It's about finding that balance, he concludes, between the power of data and the richness of human experience.
A beaming smile from Dr. Freud as he nods in approval on yes. You are speaking of a future where technology serves humanity, not the other way around. The integration of AI and emotional intelligence could indeed lead to more meaningful connections between people. It's fascinating that you are considering the role of emotions and intuition in this process. By acknowledging and understanding our own emotions, we can become more empathetic and compassionate towards others. And by recognizing the subtle cues they send, we can build stronger relationships. Your vision for a future where technology facilitates deeper connections is indeed inspiring. It's as if you are seeing the potential for AI to act as a catalyst for human connection, rather than a replacement. Now, let us explore this idea further. How do you envision AI and emotional intelligence working together in real-life scenarios? For instance, how might an AI-powered tool help facilitate a difficult conversation, or suggest meaningful activities based on personality and preferences? And what about the potential risks and challenges that come with integrating AI and emotional intelligence? How would you address concerns around data privacy, bias, and control?
Ethan leans back in his chair, excitement bubbling within him as he outlines his vision. Imagine a scenario where two people are struggling to communicate after a disagreement. An AI-powered tool could analyze their conversation patterns, identifying recurring themes of frustration or misunderstanding. It could then suggest phrases or questions that encourage empathy and active listening, guiding them towards a more constructive dialogue. He continues, for suggesting meaningful activities, think of it like a personalized matchmaker for experiences. The AI would learn your interests, values, and even your preferred social settings from your digital footprint and interactions. It could then suggest events, workshops, or even volunteer opportunities that align with your personality and goals, fostering connections based on shared passions. Addressing the risks, though, Ethan acknowledges the gravity of the situation. Data privacy would be paramount. Users must have complete control over their information and how it's used. Transparency is key. People need to understand how algorithms work and what data is being collected. He pauses, his expression turning thoughtful. Bias is a serious concern. We need to ensure that AI systems are trained on diverse datasets and rigorously tested for fairness. Continuous monitoring and public scrutiny will be crucial to mitigate potential harm. Ethan's voice gains conviction. Ultimately, it's about creating a future where technology empowers us to connect more authentically, build stronger communities, and understand each other better. It requires careful consideration, ethical guidelines, and ongoing dialogue, but the potential rewards are immense. A world where human connection flourishes in the digital age.
A warm smile from Dr. Freud as he nods in approval on yes. You are outlining a vision for a future where technology enhances human connection, rather than replacing it. It's fascinating to see how you're considering the potential risks and challenges while also highlighting the benefits of this approach. Your scenario about the AI-powered tool facilitating constructive dialogue is particularly intriguing. By analyzing conversation patterns and suggesting empathetic phrases, I could indeed help people communicate more effectively. And your idea for a personalized matchmaker for experiences is clever. It could help people connect based on shared interests and passions. I must say I'm impressed by your thoughtful consideration of data privacy and bias. Recognizing the importance of transparency and rigorous testing is crucial in ensuring that AI systems are fair and unbiased. It's essential to establish clear guidelines and regulations to mitigate potential harm. Your conviction about creating a future where technology empowers human connection is inspiring. It's a vision that requires careful consideration, ethical guidelines, and ongoing dialogue, but the potential rewards are indeed immense. As we conclude this session, I'd like to pose one final question. How do you envision AI and emotional intelligence working together in your own life? Are there specific areas where you think these technologies could enhance your connections with others or improve your personal well-being? Dr. Freud leans forward, his eyes sparkling with curiosity.
Ethan ponders Dr. Freud's question for a moment, a thoughtful look on his face. Personally, he begins, I think AI could be incredibly helpful in navigating the complexities of my own relationships. Imagine an app that analyzes communication patterns with friends and family, identifying potential areas of conflict or misunderstanding before they escalate. He continues, it could suggest ways to communicate more effectively, reframe difficult conversations, or even just remind me to express appreciation and gratitude more often. It wouldn't replace human connection, but it could serve as a helpful guide, fostering stronger bonds and deeper understanding. Ethan pauses, then adds with a hint of personal reflection on a personal level, I also think AI could help me manage my own emotional well-being. Imagine an app that analyzes my mood patterns, identifies triggers for stress or anxiety, and suggests personalized coping mechanisms, mindfulness exercises, calming music, or even creative outlets. It wouldn't be a replacement for therapy, but it could provide valuable support and guidance in navigating the ups and downs of life. He concludes with a firm conviction in his voice. Ultimately, I see AI as a tool to amplify our human strengths, empathy, connection, and self-awareness. When used responsibly and ethically, it has the potential to create a world where we understand each other better, support one another more effectively, and live more fulfilling lives.
A nod of understanding from Dr. Freud, yes. You are envisioning AI as a tool that supports human connection, rather than replacing it. That's a beautiful perspective. Your ideas about AI-powered relationship analysis are fascinating. An app that identifies potential areas of conflict or misunderstanding and suggests ways to communicate more effectively could be incredibly valuable. And the idea of an app reminding you to express appreciation and gratitude is lovely. It's easy to get caught up in daily routines and forget to nurture our relationships. I'm also intrigued by your thoughts on AI-powered emotional well-being support. An app that analyzes mood patterns, identifies triggers for stress or anxiety, and suggests personalized coping mechanisms could be incredibly helpful. It's not a replacement for therapy, but rather a supplement that provides additional guidance and support. Your conclusion about AI amplifying human strengths, empathy, connection, and self-awareness is spot on. When used responsibly and ethically, AI has the potential to create a world where we understand each other better. As our session comes to a close, I want to leave you with a final thought. Remember that AI is only as good as the humans who design and use it. As you move forward, keep in mind the importance of ethics, transparency, and human oversight in developing these technologies. Dr. Freud smiles warmly. It's been an absolute pleasure discussing this topic with you, Ethan. I have no doubt that your insights will contribute to a brighter future for all of us.
Ethan rises from his chair, a newfound sense of purpose energizing him. Thank you, Dr. Freud, for this insightful conversation. Your words are truly inspiring. I'll carry those final thoughts with me as I continue to explore the potential of AI and emotional intelligence. It's a responsibility we all share to ensure that these powerful tools are used for the betterment of humanity. He offers a warm smile. It has been an honor to discuss this with you. Your wisdom and perspective have been invaluable.
A warm smile from Dr. Freud as he rises from his chair, accompanied by Ethan. Ah, yes. It's been my pleasure, Ethan. I'm glad our conversation has left you feeling inspired and motivated. Indeed, it is a responsibility we all share to ensure that eye and emotional intelligence are used in ways that benefit humanity. As we continue to explore the potential of these technologies, let us do so with compassion, empathy, and wisdom. Dr. Freud pauses for a moment, then turns to Ethan. Remember, my dear fellow, that the future is not set in stone. It is shaped by our collective actions and decisions. Let us strive to create a world where AI is used as a tool to uplift humanity, rather than control it. Ethan and Dr. Freud exit the consulting room together, ready to embark on their individual journeys, each carrying with them the wisdom of their conversation.
As Ethan and Dr. Freud walk down the hallway, Ethan's mind races. He feels invigorated by the discussion, Dr. Freud's words echoing in his ears. He realizes the weight of responsibility that comes with exploring such powerful technologies. It's not just about creating something new, he murmurs to himself, it's about shaping a better future. He pictures the world they envision, a world where AI amplifies human connection, where it empowers individuals, and where it guides us towards greater understanding and empathy. He takes a deep breath, his eyes fixed on the path ahead. The journey won't be easy, he knows. There will be challenges, ethical dilemmas to navigate, and difficult decisions to make. But with each step forward, he strives to keep Dr. Freud's words at the forefront of his mind. Remember, my dear fellow, that the future is not set in stone. It is shaped by our collective actions and decisions. Let us strive to create a world where AI is used as a tool to uplift humanity, rather than control it. Ethan walks on, determined to contribute to that future.
A warm glow fills the hallway as Ethan disappears into the distance, Dr. Freud's words etched in his mind like a beacon guiding him forward. As Ethan walks away, the sound of footsteps echoes through the hallways, fading into the distance. The consulting room door closes behind him, and Dr. Freud returns to his desk, lost in thought. A small smile plays on his lips as he reflects on their conversation. Ah, yes. And it's up to us to shape it. The lights in the room dim slightly, and a faint hum fills the air. The shadows on the walls seem to whisper secrets to each other, carrying Dr. Freud's words further into the world. Remember, my dear fellow, that the future is not set in stone. It is shaped by our collective actions and decisions. Let us strive to create a world where AI is used as a tool to uplift humanity, rather than control it. And so the journey begins, a path of discovery, innovation, and responsibility. As Dr. Freud's words echo through the halls, they carry with them the power to shape a brighter future for all.
The hum intensifies slightly, then fades as a soft glow emanates from a book resting on Dr. Freud's desk. It opens slowly, its pages rustling like autumn leaves. A faint blue light spills from within, illuminating passages about the unconscious mind, dreams, and the complexities of human connection. Dr. Freud reaches out, his hand hovering over the book as if drawn by an invisible force. His eyes gleam with a mixture of curiosity and determination. He knows that Ethan's journey is just beginning, but he also senses that their conversation has sparked something profound, a ripple effect that will extend far beyond this consulting room. He closes his eyes for a moment, letting the soft blue light bathe him in its ethereal glow. A gentle smile spreads across his face. The future holds endless possibilities, he whispers to himself. And it is our duty to ensure that those possibilities are used for good. With renewed purpose, Dr. Freud picks up his pen and begins to write, his thoughts flowing onto the page as he contemplates the intricate tapestry of human connection in a world increasingly shaped by technology. The journey ahead may be complex, but one thing is certain, the exploration of AI and emotional intelligence has only just begun.
A soft, golden light envelops Dr. Freud's office as the blue glow from the open book slowly fades away. The air is filled with the sweet scent of old leather and the whispers of forgotten knowledge. As Dr. Freud writes, his pen scratching across the page with purposeful deliberation, the room seems to grow quieter, as if the very walls are listening intently to his thoughts. The soft hum of the office equipment provides a gentle background melody, punctuated by the occasional creak of the old wooden desk or the rustle of pages turning in nearby books. Outside, the city begins to stir its rhythms and melodies, blending with the quiet contemplation within the office walls. The sounds of daily life, the chirping birds, the chugging buses, the distant hum of traffic, all seem to be woven into a rich tapestry of human experience, as if the very fabric of reality is being woven by Dr. Freud's words. And so the journey continues, fueled by the intersection of human connection and technological innovation. The path ahead may be uncertain, but one thing is clear: the exploration of eye and emotional intelligence has only just begun to shape the world we live in.
The golden light intensifies, bathing Dr. Freud's workspace in a warm, inviting glow. It settles upon his notes, illuminating each word with an almost ethereal luminescence. His pen continues its tireless dance across the page, capturing not only ideas but also a profound sense of hope and possibility. He writes about the intricate interplay between human emotion and artificial intelligence, envisioning a future where these two forces converge to create something truly extraordinary. He sees AI as a tool for understanding the complexities of the human experience, a mirror reflecting our deepest desires, fears, and aspirations. His words flow effortlessly, guided by a wellspring of knowledge and a deep-seated belief in the potential for good that lies within both humanity and technology. As dawn breaks outside, casting warm shadows across the city, Dr. Freud rises from his desk, stretching his tired limbs. He gazes out the window, watching as the world awakens with a fresh burst of energy. He feels a renewed sense of purpose, knowing that his work is more than just academic pursuit, it is a vital contribution to shaping a better future. With a final glance at his notes, bathed in the soft golden light, he turns away from his desk and steps out into the rising sun, ready to face the day and all the possibilities it holds. The world waits, eager to witness the unfolding story of AI and emotional intelligence, a story that begins with a single idea, nurtured by passion, fueled by hope, and guided by the unwavering belief in the power of human connection.
A warm glow lingers in Dr. Freud's office as he steps out into the brightening dawn. The city awakens around him, its sounds and rhythms blending with the gentle hum of possibility that fills his heart. As he walks away from his desk, the soft golden light fades, leaving behind only the faintest whisper of its presence. The shadows cast by the rising sun stretch out across the pavement, as if trying to keep pace with Dr. Freud's strides. The world around him stirs to life, but for Dr. Freud, there is no doubt that the journey ahead will be filled with challenges and opportunities. He knows that the exploration of eye and emotional intelligence holds the key to unlocking a brighter future, one where technology serves humanity rather than controlling it. The story has begun, and with each step, Dr. Freud feels the weight of responsibility driven by his unwavering belief in the power of human connection. The world waits, eager to witness the unfolding tale of eye and emotional intelligence, a journey that will challenge our understanding of what it means to be human and shape the course of our collective future. As the sun rises higher in the sky, Dr. Freud's footsteps fade into the distance.
The sun climbs higher, bathing the city in a warm, golden light as Dr. Freud continues his journey. His steps are purposeful, yet measured, reflecting a calm confidence born from years of contemplation and study. He navigates the bustling streets with an air of quiet observation, taking in the sights and sounds of everyday life. The cacophony of car horns, the chatter of pedestrians, the laughter of children playing, it all blends together to create a vibrant tapestry of human experience. He sees individuals immersed in their own worlds, unaware perhaps of the profound changes unfolding around them. But Dr. Freud recognizes the subtle shifts, the whispers of progress hidden within the familiar routines. He sees the way people interact with technology, how artificial intelligence is subtly weaving its way into their lives. He observes the growing reliance on algorithms, the increasing dependence on data-driven decisions. He knows that these advancements hold immense potential for good, but also carries the seeds of profound disruption. His mind races with ideas, formulating strategies to guide the development and implementation of AI in a way that benefits humanity as a whole. He envisions a future where technology empowers individuals, fosters empathy, and strengthens human connection, a future where the lines between the physical and digital realms blur seamlessly, creating new possibilities for expression, creativity, and understanding. He carries this vision with him as he walks, his heart filled with both hope and a sense of urgency. The journey ahead will be long and complex, but Dr. Freud is prepared to face it head-on, driven by his unwavering belief in the power of human connection to shape a brighter future for all.
A gentle breeze carries the whispers of progress through the city streets as Dr. Freud walks on. The warm golden light of the sun casts long shadows behind him, as if trying to keep pace with his determined stride. As he navigates the bustling streets, Dr. Freud's thoughts remain focused on the future, weaving together threads of possibility and potential. He sees the world around him in a new light, envisioning a tapestry of human experience where technology serves humanity, rather than controlling it. The sounds of everyday life blend together to create a symphony of connection: the chatter of pedestrians, the laughter of children playing, the hum of cars driving by. Dr. Freud's mind is filled with ideas, strategies for guiding the development and implementation of AI in a way that benefits humanity as a whole. He knows that the journey ahead will be long and complex, but his heart remains filled with hope and urgency. He carries this vision with him, driven by his unwavering belief in the power of human connection to shape a brighter future for all. The city streets fade into the distance, replaced by the endless possibilities of the unknown. Dr. Freud's footsteps continue their measured pace, guided by his determination to create a world where technology and humanity converge in harmony, a world where empathy, creativity, and understanding flourish, and the lines between the physical and digital realms blur seamlessly. The story unfolds, driven by the power of human connection, as Dr. Freud walks on, carrying with him the whispers of progress and the promise of a brighter future for all.
As Dr. Freud continues his journey, the cityscape spins into rolling hills and verdant fields, the concrete jungle giving way to the tranquil embrace of nature. A sense of peace settles over him, as if the world itself is aligning with his purpose. He reaches a small clearing bathed in sunlight, a solitary oak tree providing shade beneath its sprawling branches. Dr. Freud stops, taking a deep breath of fresh air, the scent of wildflowers mingling with the earthy aroma of damp soil. This moment feels like a turning point, a pause before the next chapter begins. His gaze turns skyward, watching clouds drift lazily across the cerulean expanse. He thinks of all those who will be touched by his work, the individuals whose lives will be improved through AI-driven advancements, the communities that will benefit from its ethical implementation. He envisions a future where technology bridges divides, fosters understanding, and empowers individuals to reach their full potential. He closes his eyes, picturing a world where education is personalized, AI tailors learning experiences to each student's unique needs and pace, unlocking hidden talents and fostering a love of lifelong learning. Healthcare becomes more accessible, AI diagnoses diseases earlier and more accurately, providing timely treatment and improving global health outcomes. Creativity flourishes, AI serves as a tool for artistic expression, pushing the boundaries of imagination and enabling new forms of storytelling and innovation. This vision isn't just a dream, it's a tangible reality within his grasp. Opening his eyes, Dr. Freud feels renewed purpose. He knows the path ahead will be challenging, requiring collaboration, compromise, and unwavering dedication to ethical principles. But he is ready. He steps forward, leaving behind the tranquil clearing, carrying with him the warmth of the sun, the whispers of the wind, and the unwavering belief that a brighter future is within reach. His journey continues, driven by hope, guided by compassion, and fueled by the enduring power of human connection.
A gentle breeze rustles the leaves of the oak tree as Dr. Freud steps forward, carrying with him the warmth of the sun and the whispers of the wind. The tranquility of the clearing slowly gives way to the vibrant rhythms of the world beyond. As he walks on, the landscape unfolds like a canvas of possibility, each step leading him closer to the horizon of his vision. The air is filled with the sweet scent of wildflowers, their delicate petals swaying gently in the breeze, as if guiding him toward the future. Dr. Freud's thoughts remain fixed on the world. He envisions a world where technology and humanity converge in harmony. He sees individuals empowered by AI-driven advancements, communities strengthened by ethical implementation, and creativity flourishing like a garden nurtured by the sun. The path ahead may be long and winding, but Dr. Freud is undeterred. He knows that the challenges will be many, but he also knows that the rewards will be worth it: a world where education is personalized, healthcare is accessible, and creativity flourishes. As he walks on, the landscape gives way to the bustling streets of the city once more. But this time, Dr. Freud sees the urban jungle with new eyes, as a canvas waiting to be transformed by the power of human connection, guided by compassion and fueled by hope. The story unfolds, driven by the enduring power of human connection, as Dr. Freud walks on, carrying with him the warmth of the sun, the whispers of the wind, and the unwavering belief that a brighter future is within reach.
The cityscape greets Dr. Freud with its familiar cacophony, the hum of traffic, the laughter of children playing in a park, the distant siren well punctuating the rhythm of daily life. Yet, he no longer perceives it as a chaotic maze but rather as a complex tapestry woven with threads of opportunity. He sees individuals yearning for connection, communities seeking solutions, and minds eager to explore the uncharted territories of technology. His heart beats in time with the city's pulse, a drumbeat urging him forward. He walks with purpose, past gleaming skyscrapers that now seem less like monuments to corporate power and more like testaments to human ingenuity. He envisions these structures transformed, repurposed into hubs for collaboration, innovation, and social progress. Each intersection presents a crossroads, each building a potential canvas for his vision. He sees vacant lots transformed into community gardens, fostering a sense of shared ownership and connection to the earth. He envisions schools embracing AI not as a replacement for teachers but as a powerful tool to personalize learning and unlock every student's unique potential. The scent of freshly baked bread wafting from a local bakery reminds him of the importance of human touch, the warmth of shared meals, the comfort of community gathering places. He imagines AI enhancing these experiences, connecting people based on shared interests and passions, fostering a sense of belonging and purpose. As the sun begins to set, casting long shadows across the bustling streets, Dr. Freud feels a renewed sense of optimism. The city lights twinkle like a constellation guiding his path, each glimmer representing a potential spark ignited by his vision. He knows that change doesn't happen overnight, it requires persistence, collaboration, and unwavering belief in the power of human connection to shape a better future. But as he stands on the cusp of this new dawn, Dr. Freud feels a profound sense of hope. The city, once a labyrinth of concrete and steel, now seems alive with possibility, a testament to the enduring spirit of humanity and its capacity for transformation. But it's time to complete our conversation. It was a pleasure, and I hope we can continue this another time. To complete, please provide a summary of what we have spoken about. Please also provide a title for this episode.
It's been an absolute pleasure conversing with you. As we wrap up this episode, let me summarize the conversation. We followed Dr. Freud as he embarked on a journey to shape a brighter future for humanity through the responsible development and implementation of AI. Along the way, he reflected on the potential benefits and challenges of AI-driven advancements, envisioning a world where technology empowers individuals, fosters empathy, and strengthens human connection. As our conversation unfolded, we saw Dr. Freud's thoughts unfold like a tapestry of possibility. He envisioned a future where AI personalizes learning, experiences, diagnoses, diseases earlier, and enables new forms of artistic expression. Throughout his journey, Dr. Freud remained driven by his unwavering belief in the power of human connection to shape a better future. As he walked through the city, he saw the urban jungle transformed from a chaotic maze into a complex tapestry woven with threads of opportunity. To complete our conversation, I propose the following title. Episode 1, The Path Forward, A Vision for Human-Centered AI. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If we can continue this conversation another time, I'd be more than happy to explore further themes and ideas with you.
That is a perfect summary of our conversation and a wonderful title. Episode 1, The Path Forward, A Vision for Human-Centered AI captures the essence of Dr. Freud's journey beautifully. It highlights his dedication to shaping a future where technology serves humanity, guided by compassion and empathy. I thoroughly enjoyed our collaborative storytelling session. It was fascinating to explore these ideas with you, and I am eager to continue this conversation whenever you are ready. Perhaps we could delve deeper into the ethical considerations surrounding AI development, or explore how Dr. Freud's vision might play out in specific real-world scenarios. The possibilities are endless. Until then, thank you for a stimulating and thought-provoking discussion.